Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. And today's talk is called 50 Years a Criminal. And it's about Donnie Dump, of course. The reason why it's called 50 Years a Criminal is because it seems like for at least 50 years, Donnie Dump has been breaking the law. Back in October of 1973, the Justice Department basically charged Dump with racist real estate practices. It was his father, Fred Dump, Donnie Dump, and Dump Management. And it was all settled, and Dump tried to countersue, actually, for $100 million for false allegations. But they had him dead to rights. I mean, it was a sting operation. They sent black people to try and get apartments that were listed as available, and they never could get in. And so it was obvious that way back when, Dump was engaging in racism. And fast forward to now, over 50 years later, and he's still at it. I mean, at this point, though, his crimes have become laughable. I mean, they're still crimes. Alleged crimes, but they are laughable. I mean, he's about to get a visit from the SEC because he's got Russians backing his company, pumping up the value of the company falsely. He got on Truth Social and did something illegal. Now that his company's public, you can't go on and start telling people everything's wonderful, everything's great, which is what he likes to do when things aren't good, especially after your financials have been revealed. And we see that you lost $58 million in 2023 and only had revenue of $4 million. It's pathetic. But he's got all sorts of problems with that company. The two people that helped him launch it got pinched for insider trading on the company. They're suing him. He's suing them. I mean, it's a mess. And it's consistent with everything that Dump does. This guy has just, he doesn't know. He doesn't have the capacity as a human being to do things in an honest way. Whatever mechanism that is for most human beings is just totally absent in Donnie Dump. He does not have honesty in any way in his psyche. He lies about everything. Even when there's no upside to the lie. Like a post I did recently talking about lying, about talking to the family of a murdered girl. Like, you could have said everything that you had to say without mentioning that you talked to the family. There was zero upside for mentioning that, and only downside for being discovered as a liar once again. And you just make yourself look terrible for no reason. I think he is just an inveterate liar. He can't help himself. He can't stop himself. Even if he wants to stop himself, I don't think he can. I don't think he has the ability to tell the truth. It's crazy. And it's been going on for at least 50 years. I'm guessing he's been like this his whole life. I mean, you know, Captain Bone Spurs lied about, you know, what was wrong with him to get out of the military, and, you know, lied about the schools he went to and why he got in. It's all just pathetic. I think this guy is just a lifelong liar, like just incapable of uttering the truth out of his mouth. And I think the only time he tells the truth is by accident. I don't really think he knows how to tell the truth. I think he believes that the only way he can succeed in life is by a constant stream of lies and deceptions, half-truths and full lies. Like, he just doesn't know how to communicate without lying. He doesn't know how to succeed without lying. He doesn't know how to operate without lying. it's just the most wild thing I've ever seen. And, you know, when he got on Truth Social and said everything was great with his company, you know, now that it's a public company, what he's doing is illegal. You can't just make up stuff about your company when it's a public company, especially once the financials have been released and shows the bad news on paper. So this is what we're dealing with. You know, it's still far away from the election. Most people really don't start to pay attention to the election until September, pretty much after Labor Day. That's when people start paying attention. So there's a lot of people that don't know any of this stuff is going on. And thankfully, the Biden campaign is being very aggressive in their messaging, and they're just not holding back. They're letting people know that this guy's garbage, and more people are going to start seeing this. And I have a feeling that this is going to be a complete humiliation in November. But that's a story for another time. That's it for now, folks. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.